Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the NCWCC Digital Online Radio Talk Show. We are interestingly in pursuit of a unique story that just kind of continues to unfold as we continue to move forward, documenting that during a time in United States history, African-American women have been ostracized to a point where they have succumbed all different types of sexism, racism, and unexplained suspensions. Now, this is a unique story that I picked up in my travels. I'm your host, Kareem Ali. Welcome to the talk show. This is going to be a news and news only. This is a very unique story, and it allows us to know where we stand. As we talk about a sergeant, a command sergeant major, Teresa King, what a very profound last name. This 50-year-old quoted that, "I'll be honest in saying there were dark days and I wanted to quit," she said. "But the mission was too great. Had I quit, I believe I would have literally died. With God's help, through my pain and tears, I forgot about myself and I pushed through. And I stood with those who could not stand and those who will come after me." King was suspended November 29th by officials with training in Doctrine Command investigated her handling of her job overseeing the school that trains drill sergeants. Now, this story has appeared in the front pages of the New York Times. And as we go into the story, we want to make sure that everyone understands that this is something that was published in a opportunity to expound on as I visited Washington, a particular magazine. I can't mention it right now, but I would say that this Army Sergeant Major, Command Sergeant Major, had a very unsettling opportunity. Over a 5-month investigation, she had been in charge of a 31-year career in the United States Army. Her career spanned in being able to oversee various types of training for men and women throughout the military. King, who is black, made headlines when she was appointed in September 2009. Reporters took that the fact that she was a sharecropper daughter. She had risen through the ranks with passion, with high standards, and a no-slack license plate on her car. Her story even appeared, as I said earlier, to the New York Times. Talk about the fact that Command Sergeant Major was without being given a reason. Now, her attorney, James E. Smith Jr. of Columbia, South Carolina, stated that 6 months later and 5 investigations showed essentially nothing warranted her removal. Now, I'm going to jump out of the story for just a moment. Only for a moment, because it's very important that we stay tasked. Ladies, we have been under attack. Women of color, of African-American descent. We just had a horrific story that was presented in the media about a young lady with a master's degree that was railroaded because she shot off her firearm as a way to stand her ground and be not another victim of domestic violence. Now, as I move back into the story, I wanted to make sure that we're related to that. One thing that I'd like to say is that this has been an ongoing path in the last 4 years. It's been horrific in determining some of the downsides to what we would call a certain type of economy. I want to go into the fact that the United States Army has always been involved with women in general being pointed on high levels for certain situations and then being without any calls, with any kind of call or warrant,
taken off and removed from some of the highest positions there are held in the United States Army. Now, with this being said, as we jump back into this particular story, it talks about this drill school indignity. It talks about, we're talking about sexism and racism and unexplained suspension, termination. This is the model that has been led through the country. It's been drugged throughout. We're talking about allegations of disrespect. While King herself, as I'm talking about Command Sergeant Major Teresa King, who was reinstated in her position as a drill sergeant school after taking legal action to fight her suspension. Now, the Army suspended her in November and gave no reason for it, none whatsoever. We should be having Ms. King on the radio show, as I always stated, that you'd be surprised to reach out to. There has been opportunity ever since the objection was filed on April 30th under Article 138 of the Uniform Code of Military Justice. It was also sent to South Carolina to two senior members of Congress, Republican Senator Lindsey Graham and Democrat Representative James Clyburn. Now, Smith wants Clyburn to launch a congressional probe. Smith is a member of the South Carolina House of Representatives and is also a captain of the South Carolina Army National Guard. He trained under King when he was a drill sergeant at Fort Jackson. He was said that the lifting of her suspension was a victory and indicative of for King. But he also said this is not over. Let's talk about this. This young lady, this 50-year-old woman, who dedicated 31 years of her career, walked into her office and was told that she would be suspended. They didn't have to give her any reason. And because she was not satisfied with it, she contended it. She contends that racism and sexism and her lack of combat deployment was behind her removal. King was very upset. She felt that they only kept her in the job for 10 days until her replacement took over. Now, the change is scheduled coming up in the next 2 days for May 17th. We must react right now. It is our goal, our instinctive goal, to not allow this to be something that's been passed on and under the table. We do not appreciate when this woman states that just purely based on the fact that she was a female, that she is not combat armed. The attorney, Mr. Smith, said that he blamed the problems on IMT Command Sergeant Major John Papino, who Smith said would continue to use these facts to undermine her. Now, as we talk about, King has filed an official article for 138 objection to her suspension. As well as the Inspector General's complaint, she said that attorneys are asking for congressional inquiry as well. Now, to be quite honest, that when a woman has done the unthinkable and has risen through the ranks and has taken the opportunity and time to document a 17-page objection to the suspension, Smith said that King was told in November that Trade Doc was considering relieving her for cause because she lost confidence in her ability to command. And about a week later, she was suspended pending an investigation. Now, that was a TRADOC, TRADOC spokesman, Colonel Christine Kubik, declined to say what issues led to the five-month investigation. He would not say whether King would face other disciplinary actions related to the issue. He said that the investigation produced a 9-inch stack of papers. Now, answer me this, and as we say, riddle me this, Batman. According to Kubik, King had requested a 6-month extension on a tour, which was scheduled to end May 17. Now, how ironic is that? Now, Major General Bradley W. May, Deputy Commanding General of the Initial Military Training Center of Excellence, who inherited this issue from his predecessor, denied the requested extension. Now, Kubik said that Smith was denied that his client had requested the extension. Now, listen to this. How in the world can anyone justify
a woman that has taken her lifelong tally in the Army and states that she represents this country? She represented this country when the country didn't even represent her, and as you can see, this fittingly. She has also shown that King herself has allegations of disrespect. King served in the South Korean, European, NATO, and the Pentagon. She was the first female, first sergeant named to oversee the headquarters company of the 18th Airborne Corps at Fort Bragg, North Carolina, a unit of 500 paratroopers, 22 sergeant majors, 22 colonels, and 3 general officers. Now, King's formal duty, Sergeant Major Robert Magner, the former deputy commander at school, told the Associated Press that he witnessed repeated incidents of sexism and disrespects directed toward King in meetings they both attended during her tenure. Now, Magard said no action was taken after he told his superior, Mr. Capuano, about the treatment. The Magner now, who is 40, has retired this month from the Army and said that his many comments to King had been subject to way too much media. Now, let's think about this, ladies and gentlemen. In this particular story, there is a short-lived opportunity to state that if you're talking about the woman who actually commanded 500 paratroopers, 22 sergeant majors, 22 colonels, and 3 general officers, how could she actually, after 31 years, lose her ability to be? She only grew. She only became greater than those who would not extend themselves. There has been opportunity for King to make this completely public, but she really tried to stay within the ranks and notably talk about this in a particular Army paper that's published. But let's just talk about that a little bit longer. If this woman has given 31 years of her life, 31 years, and the Army, as always, has vindictively looked at her in a negative way because she decided to fight a suspension. And it's always some unnecessary opportunities that take place because there is a thing called the good old boy network, you know, of disgruntled individuals
who have been led by character assassination campaigns, who obviously against the standards that which King set, which is very high. Her standards were high, and the intent was low. We want to state that in this situation, that the Colonel Thomas Henney, a former commander of King's for 2 years, questioned why King's superior never sought his statement in this investigation. He added on that he said that he would have told them that she has the highest moral fiber there is, period. This woman has been praised by a colonel. He stated that if they were really serious about doing what they seem to have done, they would have reached out to people who knew her beyond this position. And he said that King was tough but fair as a leader who also mediated her strict adherence to the Army standards with empathy for her soldiers. Now, my goal right now is to let people know in this news broadcast how tremendous, what kind of opportunity is out there for people who don't have the wherewithal to fight. The ones that, as she said, that because she decided, and she decided alone, that her goal was to fight in order to make it easier for the next generation. It's quite obvious that on every level, women of color of Afro-American descent and been taking it even harder hit during the last 4 years than any other individual that's out there. We want to state that in this conversation that it is our goal to determine and show how different things have taken place in the last 4 years for women of color, Afro American descent. I want to share with you all a little bit more about this story. Welcome back. Oh, man, I tell you guys, Drill Schools and Dignity. This is a headline. This is ESM allegations of sexism, racism, and unexplained suspension. Welcome back to the NCWCC Digital Online Radio Show. I am your host and executive producer. Before we return, we want to send our prayers out to Patricia Hunt and the loss of her brother-in-law on Mother's Day. We want to be mindful and prayerful of the fact that, you know, the time allows us a certain amount of space within our existence to love each other and to come together. And we want to express from the NCWCC Digital Online family on what our sympathies are. Mrs. Freeman had an opportunity to talk with her on Mother's Day, and just expressed our deepest regrets and allowing her and her family to go through the process to know that to be removed from the body is to be with one with the Lord. So I want to thank you guys for being cognizant of the fact that on this particular show, it's a family. I want to also thank Mr. Mario Coleman, Maggie Freeman, Janora Bowen, of course, Patricia Hunt, and a line of other individuals for supporting our efforts and continue to bring the show to you. A lot of people don't believe in the fact that, you know, dreams happen. And they come true to those who are seeking for that to happen. I'm going to return back to the show. All right. So, welcome back to NCWCC Digital Online Radio. We're talking about unique story with Command Sergeant Major Teresa King. I said earlier, what a unique, fitting name. This particular woman has combated the United States Army. And as the show begins to grow, I wanted to let everyone know that there is a new show that has taken place called Women of Color. That is our advocate show, really. Rolling that into some of the rest of the NCWCC broadcast network. We will be having a particular unique host from out of Chicago to actually oversee that. And yours truly, executive producer, myself, Karima, will be assisting with the Chicago family as we expand and directly tell our stories. I think our voices can no longer be silent. As we've been talking to different individuals across the country, the way the discrimination practices have taken place for women has been horrific. We have suffered the greatest hit in United States history in suffering as people of color, of African-American descent, of women. The last 4 years during this administration has been horrific. It is quite uncanny to have a black man for president, and I'm stating this as me, Karima, only that I have never seen more women of African-American descent be discriminated against through sexism or racism under this administration. The footprint of a black woman has completely disappeared in the media. You do not see us on radio or television. Yeah, the diminishing opportunity to not have a voice is profound. They can play these sitcoms of these different kind of housewives, this and housewives that. The realistical black women have elevated themselves, and yet we've been pushed under the bus. Now, I don't know if this is whatever you want to call it, but it is quite nasty. Our company,
has suffered a unique blow. And as we began to talk and rally the strong women across the country, let us all say that we will not be silent. We want to thank Blog Talk Radio for having a platform for people to be able to have a voice in this country. But we will be expanding. We will be challenging networks to allow our voices to be heard. Because African-American women spend $7 trillion a year. $7 trillion. And I think our part should be examined a little closer. And it's going to take a second, but it's going to be quickly done. And as I've been told by several people, it is time to no longer be silent. Let's just jump back into the story of the Command Sergeant Major Teresa King. Let's get to it. This particular individual, this young woman, at 50, had been suspended on November 29th while officials with training and doctoring command investigated her handling of her job overseeing the school that trains drill sergeants. Now, I could call it what it is. But someone said that they believe that she lost her confidence in her ability to command. How do you lose your confidence in your ability to command? We ask that today. When you have led over 500 soldiers, commanders, sergeants, paratroopers, and general officers, now would you be more seasoned at 31 years or would you be more seasoned at 10 years? This is a seasoned professional that had been overlooked because she was an African-American woman of color. Her opportunity had been stagnated by the United States Army and trying to have her removed shows the radical behavior that the United States Army has in dealing with African-American women. Now, we will be talking a little bit further about this particular story. She also goes on about allegations of disrespect when she served in South Korea, in Europe, in NATO, and the Pentagon. She was the first female sergeant named to oversee the headquarters company of the 18th Airborne Corps at Fort Bragg. She also goes on to talk about the unnecessary harm that took place. And it's been stated that if I had had someone who don't think I was doing my job the best and how it should have been done, then why didn't they tell me that I was a bad soldier then and allow me to change it? I don't have to shoot someone between the eyes from a career perspective. Now, this is all I want to say about this particular story. Our goal is to move through the opportunity to get both sides of the story. This will take a moment because one thing I had said earlier is that, you know, you're dealing with a good old boy network of disgruntlement, and which is led through character assassination campaigns, and that is really weird. You know, I don't know if it's a book that's written. It must be, because what I've seen is that the people who actually are the ones who are doing the negative, dirty things that have flaws themselves have the worst characters out there. But they, in fact, try to assassinate your character. And that's interesting. And it's old school. It's 1920. It's not 1820. A woman spoke out in the 1800s, 1700s. She was a witch. Hey, Bunker, shut up. Think about it. Ladies, when you hear this show,
think about any woman that has ever spoke out has always had a negative overture that has been put upon her chest. And so as we say, you know, we need to do a little bit better. We will do a little bit better. We're going to do great. I want to take a moment to play a little piece for you guys called Swagger.
Next level, y'all. Getting it in for 2010 like it's never been. Swagger. From the auction block to the city block. From the cotton fields to the football fields. From civil rights court to the basketball court. From the big house to the White House. It's that swagger, man. You gotta understand, it was all a part of the master plan. To overcome is our destiny by any means necessary. Swagger, that soulful, calculated stride of dignity and pride that won't be denied, that never died, refused to be repressed or suppressed. You need proof? History will attest to how Martin had him overcoming, marching and singing. How Malcolm fired him up and had him down for some swinging. Swagger, that ultra cool stroll embedded deep into my warrior soul. The rhythmic dip and sway to the beat of African drums that never stop playing in the ears of my heritage. It's just not defined as a state of mind. It's highly concentrated, sophisticated, slightly animated. The final summation of the equation that applies perfectly to the situation. It's infused in my DNA. I'm blazing onto my psyche. That one piece of history that can't be stolen away from me. Swagger, like a double-edged sword that's razor sharp. A volcanic eruption deep from the subconscious of my subconscious. My story lies in every step, transporting me from the past into the future. The truth on the real with a wheel of steel. My eyes are my scope, my shoulder, my gauge. As I move across the urban terrain, surveying the landscape. Swagger, that silent unified code of what a man is really made of. A tightly executed glide with a calculated bounce. It's a black thing, an individualistic commonality. You.
All right, yeah, welcome back to NCWCC. That's Swagger. The next level is Mario Coleman. You can hear him in the background, but we're going to return to the show and let everybody know. And tune in on Thursday. We also have launched the Women of Color, which is going to be an advocate show. And we want to thank you guys for tuning in as we continue to bounce back and forth unique news. As I said before, you know, we had the family suffer the loss with Patricia Hunt and her brother-in-law losing him on Mother's Day. I want to thank you all for tuning in over the last 15 days that I've been traveling. Our goal right now is to absorb as much as possible across the country. We will be doing a particular unique sign-on letter. Now, this sign-on letter is going to be unique because we have led and we have volunteers, yes, volunteers, who will be calling some of the companies that are in the directories of the contract and compliances directories across the country. And it'll be anonymous if you want to stay anonymous, but it will also allow your story to state, yes, I have had, I've been a victim of sexism and racism or any kind of ism that has taken place. And you have the opportunity on that sheet to name the name of the contractor or the entity that described the fact that they discriminated against you, created a hostile environment. And I want to let everybody know that we are going to challenge this presidential election. Yes, yes, President Obama is a black man, but again, I want everybody to look. Do your own research. Find out how many women of color, African-American descent, on these federal projects, state and government projects? How many have been named on projects and all of a sudden removed? Now, this is, has nothing to do with race. This has something to do with racism. This has something to do with the fact that this is a good old boys network, and we no longer can stand by. I am not trying to divide white women against black women. That is never my interest, because that has been the platform that's been created. You have a Secretary of Labor who's a Hispanic woman. Everybody's been stating to me that is why there are more Hispanics on projects, but they've been around for the last 100 years. They have been moving inside the infrastructure of the United States, the fabric. They have fought in every war. They have fought in civil wars. And they have fought in the American wars against each other. So we are not going to make this a race base. This is women who have had a negative indentation of not being able to be voiced on these projects. And we'll move forward into the show. I want to thank you guys for tuning in. I've been noticing that we've had a lot of increase in our archive shows. Today was very unique, as we have returned to talking about some unique news that you guys didn't know anything about. This story about the young lady that is the Command Sergeant Major Teresa King was produced by Joe Gould, G-O-U-L-D. And I was told that you can actually contact him at J as in Joseph, G as in Goad, O as in Oscar, U as in Under, L as in Larry, D as in David, at militarytimes.com. And just Google this woman and find out Miss Teresa King's objective in releasing this and being the person to tell her story. It is very important that you tell your story, and you tell it, ladies, to everybody and anybody who will listen, because the most important thing is to get it off your chest. If you hold on to it, you'll become bitter. If you don't tell anyone, you will become a person that's subjected to a witch hunt. Your goal is to let as many people know how you're being treated. It's almost being in a domestic violence situation. When you are part of a form of discriminatory, hostile practices, it is important that you let other people know what you are going through. It is very important. We ask that you stay strong. We ask that you stay strong because there's a generation of women of color of African American descent who are looking and watching you all. I want to thank you guys for tuning in to the NCWCC Digital Online Radio. I am your host, Karim Ali, as we've been broadcasting live for 4 years. You guys tune in on Thursday. It's going to be really hot. Thanks, and have a great day.